This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Say, if you ever wanted to experience the thrilling adventures of fantastic pulp fantasy stories at the tabletop, Northwind Adventures has got a role-playing game for you with Hyperborea. Based on the solid foundation of the original 1974 fantasy game, author Jeffrey Talanian has crafted an exciting, vibrant world using the inspiration of authors like Howard Smith and Lovecraft. With paper, pencil, and a handful of dice, your characters can explore the wonder, danger, and thrills of a rugged world beyond the North Wind. Explore dungeons, fight off monsters mundane, fantastic, and alien. Discover lost civilizations, battle mighty wizards, evil cultists, vicious warlords, and more. With 26 classes to choose from, your characters can quickly find fortune and glory on the road to high adventure, all in the land of Hyperborea. From Northwind Adventures, you'll find it at hyperborea.tv.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. It's just a little discussion about GMing style. I was talking to Matt. I was at my Thursday game, and I was talking to Matt, the GM. And we talked about, you know, how ruthless are you as a GM? And now I'm well aware of the trope of the killer GM, and they are real. I know from experience from the early days too, and there's still some out there. And those are the kind of GM, you know, killer GMs I avoid because they take an us versus them attitude and they get this perverse pleasure in killing off characters. Now, I would rather be a ruthless GM as opposed to a killer GM. And what I mean by that is because, well, it's a GM who plays the monsters and everything else, the world, as a deadly place, as it should, as you should. But at the same time, you want to root for the characters. And, you know, do everything within your power to play those monsters right and to give the players every break. And I'm talking like reasonable. I'm not talking about Deus Ex Machina, save their butt in the last minute, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, you can do that once in a while, but I mean, you know, that's not good for the game. What I'm talking about is you put them in a, what, you know, fair fight, sort of, and they go in and they fight and they're on the losing side and you're like, okay, this monster's good. And you start finding excuses for the monsters in your head. Well, this guy's occupied over here, so he's not going to see the sneak. You know, the thief sneak up back, you know, and that kind of thing. But, and that's okay. But, you know, it's all moderation. And sometimes, no matter what you do, no matter what the players do, no matter what, the dice will not let them buy. And yes, I fudge dice. I am for fudging dice in certain circumstances, and always for the player's benefit. But there are times in encounters where you just gotta let the chips fall where they may, and they die. You know, it's and you know, and this also doesn't take into account character stupidity and things like that, or brashness. I mean, you know, they always say, the GMs, the killer GMs always like to say, well, I never killed a character, the dice killed the character, or their stupid decisions killed the character, da 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 da. Well, that may very well be. But at the same time, what you're doing is backing the players into a corner. And, you know, fight or flight, man. You know, they'll either run away if they can, or they'll go down fighting. And I am for I am for giving them every chance. But chances run out, either through character not realizing it is, or just a bad die roll or whatever, and they're going to die. That's it. You got to play the monsters the way monsters should be played. Whatever their intelligence is, things like that. If they're feral, you know, instinct and all that, you know. So, but the, you know, there are little ways of getting them to get by the monster. It's just that you've got to offer it. And if either they don't pick up what you're putting down, or the dice go against our stuff, it's going to be the point, okay, guys, you know, boom, boom, boom. How many hit points? Zero. Sorry, you're dead. You know, that kind of thing. That's what I'm saying. Being a ruthless GM is just doing it and just doing it and trying to give them as many breaks as possible. But if the breaks don't happen, oh, well. That's the way the mop flops. And also, well, I don't want to get into that, but I had a thought, save it for another episode. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that. So I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. Single donations, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Gilbert Sarez, Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Benjamin Brodell, John Allen Large, and Aaron. Thank you, guys. For other good podcasts, there is Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Kinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.